Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Where the girls, where the girls, where the girls are. Where the girls, where the girls, where the girls are.
Then Monday Waffling, obviously.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Monday Waffle. My name's Soph Clappin and I'm currently in the chair today and joined with me by Verity Hughes. Verity, how are you?
Clappin, I'm good. All the better for seeing you.
Oh, stop it. So we do have another girls edition today as the boys have flown the coop and, you know, they're on to doing bigger and better things. But honestly,
as having dinner.
Yeah. Feeding themselves as boys do.
You know.
But we're here to talk about waffle as we do Monday Waffle. And it was round 16 NAIDOC week this week, which is a very important round for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've always had strong, very strong Indigenous players both in waffle and AFL leagues.
Yeah.
You remember Wirra?
Yeah, definitely.
And, what's the Hawthorn player's name? He took an absolute screamer on the week.
Rioli.
Oh, Rioli. Rioli. I'm such a fan.
Yeah, he's a epic player.
He's
epic
so player good to watch.
But yeah, no, so the Waffle celebrated the Indigenous round and it was a good game. They had beautiful jumpers, all adorned with beautiful Indigenous jumpers, which I love. I love how they
I like
pull
all the
designs
they've yeah. done. I wonder how they did it, who they worked with to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'd be good to find out. Yeah, no, it's just fantastic to see Indigenous art just really being promoted. It's great. But speaking of the actual games, one of my biggest upsets, my poor Subiaco boys got
Clapping.
Beaten by bloody Perth.
The Demons the had Demons. Their reigned supreme. And no one saw it coming, though,
no.
if that makes you feel any better.
But hats off to Perth. It means that they have cemented, or at least cemented, chances of finals, which hasn't happened in decades. So for them,
That's exciting.
It is exciting. And they did play well. They dominated the entire game. It was terrible, terrible conditions. Wintry and just... Yeah, absolutely kind of disgusting, which Subiaco doesn't deal with well. But the conditions, didn't help. And the match ended 6-6-42 to Subiaco's 4-3-27. And it was Perth's fourth win from their past five games. They had a great midfield. Clint Jones, Julian Jacobs, Liam McKenna and Adrian Troppiano. They were all very prominent alongside their defenders, Lean Marlin, Toby Giannotti, Michael Sinclair and Brent Latch. They just had a very solid team, so hats off to them. And Subiaco were only able to put four goals on the scoreboard and they were kicked by Ryan, Robinson, Mahoney and Woodley. Poor boys.
It's all right. So, I mean, I love it because I love a good upset.
It is good.
But especially mid-season because then it's like...
Yeah,
you
come
know,
finals.
Exactly. And the West Perth versus Peel game, Clappin. So Peel are a bit touch and go. You never know. Once again, depending on how Freo wants to
it's
play
hard
that
to
way.
Tip as well. My tipping's just gone all over the shop.
But West Perth, they put in a good performance there, and they've really come back past couple of rounds, haven't they?
They've decided
to step up to the plate, which is good. They were grand final players last year, so you know you'd expect them to be a strong side. So Peel Thunder, one goal, 5 points, 11 to the Falcons, 8 goals, 7 points, 55. So definitely not a short margin in between there. Goals, West Perth, we had Duffy with 2, Lurie, Black, Van Burlow, Batterham, James Batterham. I know him. We used to work at Scarborough Beach Bar together.
Oh, is he a good bloke?
Yeah. He's a good'un.
He's a goodie.
He's a good'un. He's a good worker. The best for West Perth mentions Van Burlow, Wilhelm Black, Keitel Nelson and Kerr. And main mentions for Peel were O'Brien, Clark, DeLuca, Millward? Pretty sure it's Millward, sorry. DeBoer, DeFlore, as Garlett likes to say, and Hayden. And that was played at Bendigo Bank Stadium, which is down near Mandurah. So all the games had tough conditions, but I think West Perth definitely... provided a strong match for that one, so that was good.
And looking at the East Perth versus Swan Districts game, they had on the day Eagles duo Jack Redden and Eric McKenzie. They were in from the Eagles, and I think they really helped. The Roars really lifted. Redden got 34 disposals in the victory, and McKenzie also blanketed Swans forward Ricky Kerry in the first half. So
he's such
really,
a strong defence, isn't he?
He's such a strong defence, and I think it's hats off to him because, you know, he has always been a great, great player for the Eagles. And just
reliable.
And reliable for the Royals as well. But they played well and they ended up on top, 8-10, 58 to 2-6, 18. So good on them. Verity, you were down
yes.
at the Claremont game.
I was down at the South Freo versus Claremont game,
it's
down at South Fremantle.
Upsets left, right and centre over
yeah,
the weekend.
Yeah, Todd Curley will not be, I don't think he'll be a happy man. Although I walked into the little huddle at three-quarter time. Seems like quite a gentleman, actually.
Oh, really?
The way he speaks to his players. It's really yeah. nice to see.
I must admit, I love listening to those huddles because it is mainly, you know, it's really that motivation for the, you know, players to keep going and push through, which I just love. I find
it's
that
so nice too, like all the supporters coming out. It's yeah. like a big, it's
big family.
A big family.
Big family.
And, yeah, no, big upset. South's home ground.
Yeah.
And do you know what?
Hail,
Claremont.
Pretty much hail.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I was soaked, even though I was sitting in the stands. But I'll tell you what, Clappen, Claremont actually, in terms of accuracy, I think it's one of the better games they've ever played. They had 11 goals.
Mm, they've well, throughout the season, they've been on point with accuracy. And so that's...
It's one of their main...
Yeah, it's one
I mean,
of their
not
main...
All, not any of the other sides can really, I don't think, say
match
that they
up.
Get 11 goals in a, you know,
no.
consecutive... Not consecutively, but, you know... can actually get 11 goals on a good day.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what pushes them over the line because in games like round 16, you know, you hit with wintry weather and you've got a few upsets, then having that accuracy just, yeah, would get you over. So they played well. Who were the standouts?
Best on ground for the Tigers, the Claremont side. Name mentions, we've got Meister, Bolton, Lim, Murphy, one of my brother's best mates, Busher. Shout out to Bush.
Bush. Hey, Bush.
Richardson and Hamp. South Frio, name mentions, we've got Hockey, Dragovic, Veria, Strom, Berwick and Martinez. And, yeah, look, there was a bit of biffo.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, I think because South Frio were getting, you know, as you would, it's their home ground. Mm. They're a strong side. They kind of would have been maybe going into the game feeling confident and... Yeah, Tigers, you know, turned up to play and there was definitely a bit of biffo happening.
You know, I love a bit of biff.
I know, we shouldn't, but it does make it entertaining.
Makes it a great game. And the boys, you know, a little white line fever coming through. It just, yeah, riles them up. It's great. Great for a good game. But, yeah, no, so quite a few upsets this round. So it is hard to, A, tip and, B, look at, I guess, finals. It'll be a very interesting finals period.
It will. So, I mean, what are we? We're round 16 we're discussing right now. And, I mean, there's not that, realistically, not that many rounds to go.
It's exciting.
More than halfway through.
Makes for some exciting
just the
football.
The final score for that game, 5 goals, 8 points, 38 for the Bullies, and 11 goals, 3 points for the Tigers. So, yeah, they did well. I went down to get a grab from Bushy, actually, but one couldn't see him because of my glasses were just down with rain. I couldn't see anyone. So I was like, hi, can you please? How'd you go? So I ended up speaking to Harrison McCracken and just have a listen to the conditions as I walked up to him. Were you expecting it?
Yeah, I'm very proud. I can't say we were expecting it, but we knew we were going to give him a good battle, and we gave it to him from the start. We haven't had too many games in the wet conditions, but we knew that one-on-ones, we'd go hard for it and paid off.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, and we're joined now by fellow waffler, Joel Siratsis. I've taken over the throne. How do you feel, my friend?
G'day, girl. Thanks for having me on. Look, Soph, I'm a bit gutted. I'm not going to lie. I feel empty. There's a spot missing from me this week that I'm not sitting in my throne. How's it feel?
We miss you.
Well, the studio is a little bit empty without you here, I must admit.
That's
but
real.
The throne is comfy, and I like it. So. But so we thought we'd spice up this week's Monday Waffle podcast and put out a little competition to our listeners.
We want to connect.
We want to connect with you all. We want to make this a fun, interactive thing for everybody. So what we were thinking is that we want you to share the podcast, throw us a like on Facebook, and then comment your best heckle heard at either, you know, whatever game that you're at.
Even at home, maybe you had the fam bam around and someone's just come out with something left of centre. Now, just to be clear, it has to be crude-free.
PG.
Crude-free PG.
Yeah, but there are some, because I've heard, I can't think of them at the top of my head, but I've heard some clever.
There's some pretty good ones.
There's
some clever
ones.
Go to, get to Specsavers Ump.
If you had a microphone or a camera at my house when the Eagles are playing with my family, swearing at the television when they're away, you definitely know what crude is if you saw that, I'm sure.
So, Joel, sticking around, we've got a very interesting tipping coming up.
Birchie's Tips. It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business. What I have before me, I've got Laura Birch, Birchie's Tipping, the tipster queen, zero for this round. I've got two. So, Ratsis, you've got one to your name, as do you, Sophie.
One. Woo-hoo! That's pathetic.
I'm coming for you, Birchie.
Gallop, as per, has got zero, although I probably shouldn't say as per, because then next minute, when he does decide to try, he kind of knocks us all out of the park when he wants to. And Kelly Haywood's come out with four.
Kel.
Four for four.
Jeez.
No,
this week.
Surely not.
Well, this is what it says. Do I have that wrong? You tell me. Am I losing it?
No, four.
How does she tip Perth over Subi? Is that a joke?
Oh, every match was pretty much an upset. Maybe East Perth went in favourites against the Swans, but other than that, every game was pretty much an upset.
Maybe she closed her eyes when she did the things.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'm really disheartened, though, because I really try with my tips. I really think about it.
You're not on your own there, Clap. And I sit down, I have a chat with my dad. That he helps much. He's the worst.
5 to 6 minutes.
I used to be in your boat, guys, but then I just got so dejected by getting so many wrong so often that now I just go 1, 2, 3, 4 as quick as I can. Because I find the more you think about it, the more disheartened you get.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. Next week I'm going to close my eyes and just click and see how it goes.
So you get 4 out of 4.
If I get 4 out of 4, I know that the tipping's rigged. Because
how nice is it for Birchie, though? She can go around getting nyada and still top of the ladder.
I know.
That's just not fair. It doesn't seem right.
She will be seething. I can hear her seething from Sydney right now. I can hear her anger all the way from Sydney.
But she's still on top.
Hats off to
her. Yeah, but we're coming for it. We're coming for it.
We are.
I'm feeling a very tight finish. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling last round, it's going to come down to, like, everyone will be within 4 points, and I'm feeling a big bang finish for the end of the season tipping. What do you reckon?
I agree. And you know what? Round 16, huge upsets. Round 16 for us, tipping, huge upsets. It's going to be very tight finals. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us, and looking forward to having you back in the throne next week, maybe.
Guys,
see you, mate.
Keep that throne very clean for me. There's a phone ringing in the background. All right. See you later, guys.
Bye.
See you, Joe.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Alrighty, Verity, quick look at the ladder.
Quick look at the ladder. Your Lions are still on top, clapping.
Good.
Followed by Birchie's Bulldogs. West Perth underneath them. Then we've got East, my shark is bright, East Frio coming in at fifth place. We've got East Perth. And then just under the line, we have Peel Thunder, the Perth Demons. Who knows? They may crack it back into the... Well, not back, sorry. They may...
Crack in.
They may crack in to the other side. And then Claremont's actually second from the bottom.
Wow.
Under, just above the Swanee Dees.
Well, hopefully they all... Yeah, they all get up and about. But there is a bit of a bye next weekend. So Saturday's game, 2:15, East Perth versus West Perth at Medibank Stadium. East Frio versus Peel at Adam. And that's it. Claremont, Subi, Perth, South Frio and Swan Districts all have a bit of a rest. They've got a bye. So fingers crossed, round 18, they'll be able to come out steaming. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Brilliant. Well, it's been a good episode. It's been short. It's been sharp. But... I've enjoyed myself.
We hope you like it, guys. Get on board with that comp.
Yeah, definitely, because we will provide a bit of merchandise for you. Best heckle.
Best heckle. Get on it.
Alrighty, guys. See you later.
See you, Wafflers.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.